Good afternoon. Don't be a fool there. By Snake Eye and the wonderful Ron Hills. Check him out on Facebook. So, good afternoon. You are tuned into the Five Towns Community Radio with the Codfather, Darren Jubb. I have a special guest in the studio with me today. He's a promoter of local music and the founder of the Cat Club down in Pontefract. So, welcome, Rev. We'll be chatting very shortly to you.
Okay, Darren.
And hopefully get a little bit more of an insight into what actually goes down there at the Cat Club itself. So we're going to have a bit of John Lee Hooker. I think there'll be a ZZ Top in here as well with Boom Boom Boom.
We'll do it again, over. Laying down one night with Papa Tell Mama. With Papa Tell Mama. Little boy Boogie. So good. Well, I'm really good the same. Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down off of your feet.
Me out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Ho, 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 ho. Talk when you walk that walk and you talk that talk. You knocks me out off my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down off of your feet. How, 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 how.
So, John Lee Hooker and featuring ZZ Top and Boom Boom Boom. Right, as I said before, I have got a lovely guest in today, Rev. All those that know the music scene in Pontefract, they know what you're doing down there. So, welcome, Rev. Thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon, Darren.
It's nice to see you. Oh, the Codfather, yeah. We both have
Codfather, AK. Yeah. Go with the Codfather.
So, the Cat Club, can you tell us a little bit about it? How it started?
The Cat Club started in my garage. As a classic album, Tuesdays. So it started in my garage in Carlton, in Pontefract. Eight of us got together and decided we were going to celebrate the album.
When was this? How long ago?
2011.
Oh, so 6 years ago
then. A cold night in February.
Oh, very nice.
And we'd heard there were one or two album clubs forming. And the format was that each of us would pick an album, we would do an introduction, we'd play the album, total silence, no phones, not even speaking when the record was turned over. And then afterwards, if we liked it, we'd applaud. If we didn't, you know, whatever. Then we'd talk about it. And so it started as, because we were playing the album, obviously, on a Tuesday night, Classic Album Tuesdays, which got abbreviated to the Cat Club.
Ah, right.
So that's how it started.
So, and how often did you meet?
We used to meet once every 2 weeks. And then we decided we'd start having guest presenters.
Oh.
So, and we had some belters. This is to 8 people in a garage in Pontefract. Would you like me to tell you?
Tell us a few.
We had Tom Ingley, the former lead singer of In Spiral Carpets. He came along and played Dr. Feelgood's Down by the Jetty.
Oh, classic album.
We had Graham Oliver from Saxon.
Oh, there's an old hero of mine.
Yeah, well, Graham came along and he played. He's twice actually. And it came to when we moved to the Tap and Barrel, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Graham came along and played Hendrix, of course. He's one of the world's leading authorities on Hendrix. He played IO Experience and Axis Boulder's Love on two occasions. Brought his guitar along, played his guitar, you know.
You can't ask for any more.
You can't really. Then we had Mr. Nice, Howard Marks.
Oh.
As some of your listeners might not know who he
is. I've heard of him. I know a little bit about him. He's quite a controversial character.
Very controversial. Howard was the the world's most infamous and successful smuggler of cannabis.
Yeah, well, there you go.
wrote a brilliant book called Mr. Nice, one of his aliases. There was a film about him. And he did a one-man show when he was eventually released from prison in the United States. He did a very successful one-man show. He came along, played Frank Zappa's album, Reuben and the Jets.
Yeah, right. So how did you get to
people? We know people who know people. It took us 2 years to get Howard Marks. It took 2 years.
Well, I know you've got other interests, like photography, which took you, but we'll talk about another day. So I just wondered how you can actually get very established, distinguished guests, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so who picked the first album then? Was it your baby?
The first album, we decided we would start with the most famous album of all time, which is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Obviously by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Some would argue, and I would be one of them, it's not the best record ever made. It's not even the best record the Beatles ever made. Yeah. But it is the most important and influential album ever made.
Right.
Absolutely. It changed everything.
I know they did try different sort of sounds and different types of recording on it, didn't they?
But yeah, well, the original version should always be listened to in mono.
And on vinyl.
And on vinyl. The Beatles had nothing to do with the stereo mixers at all. Even George Martin didn't. It was pure mono, as John Lennon famously said. You want to hear Peppers, listen to it in mono.
And who actually picked that album for that?
We just picked it.
Oh, it was just a random. Yeah, it wasn't you specifically.
Well, it might have been. We just, we're going to kick off with the most famous album ever made, you know. I mean, Kenneth Tynan in The Times said it was a defining moment in the history of Western civilization. Oh. So, you know, I mean,
it's a big
that's good enough for me.
Well, if you say it's good enough, I'll go along with you. I'm not the biggest fan of the Beatles, as you well know.
Well,
but
there might be a reason for that, Darren.
I'm going to tell you what it is. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
So we're going to go to a little bit more music.
Okay,
we'll be back with Rev in a minute. So this is one that you've chosen. Who is it?
It's the greatest record ever made. It's it's Bob Dylan, and it's Like a Rolling Stone.
And here we go then, a bit of Bob Dylan for you.
Everybody
So Bob Dylan there, like a Rolling Stone, one of Rev's choices. So if you just joined us, I'm with Rev from the Cat Club. He's just been talking a little bit about how it all started. So I'll go to why do you actually do what you do at the Cat Club? I know you touched on Sergeant Pepper, so...
It was to celebrate the album, really, because when CDs came out, there's so much more room on a CD that people either made albums too long... Or they just shoved a load of rubbish at the end of it. A perfect album is between 30 and 45 minutes, let's say. That's perfect.
Yeah, I sort of agree. You're even wanting a little bit more. Yeah. I also like the 2 and 3 minute singles as well, for that same reason.
Suddenly they've got all this room and it's being filled up with a lot of inferior. It's very hard to make, 45 minutes, say, worth of music. And you can count the great double albums on what, on two hands?
Well, I say you look at Made in Japan by Deep Purple. I think there were only seven tracks on the double album.
You know,
a lot of instrumentals.
So it was to celebrate, and obviously it was to celebrate. It was celebrate vinyl. You touched on the Beatles there, saying you're not a big fan of Beatles. A lot of the reason people didn't like the Beatles until recently, when they remastered everything, because when they put the stuff out on CD, they used these awful, absolute awful stereo versions. The Beatles had nothing to do with George Martin, nothing to do with it. So they put these terrible versions out. They sound rubbish on CD. And that's a lot of people wouldn't know that they're listening to very, very inferior stuff.
I think that was something I've always liked about a record vinyl, whether it be an album or a single, that lifting the arm, dropping the needle, that little bit of white noise.
There's a play for CD. I've got thousands of CDs, or thousands of MP3 tracks.
Yeah, you can't really play an LP in your car, can you?
No, but if you want quality. So anyway, it was to celebrate the album, which had lost its way.
Yeah,
at that time, and now a lot of people are going back to the albums.
Yeah, you've sort of found a little market there, haven't you? I believe. So, like I said, people that say go to this cat club, the classic album Thursday. I suppose they were sort of thinking you just sit there and listen to an album. That is not the case, is it? As you've already touched on a little with guest speakers.
Yeah, we mentioned the guest speakers that we had in the gallery. We had Danny Thompson, not the world's greatest double bass player, comes along, played with Nick Drake, played with The Who, we played with Roy Orbison, he played with everyone.
Yeah, he went right across the board, didn't he?
Comes along with a big suitcase full of albums and just battered stuff he'd played on. And we're like, what's going on here?
Superb.
Wilderness Bait goes
great. You could have a full night of that, couldn't you, and just carried on?
Yeah, well, we did. He just played tracks from all stuff he'd played on. It was amazing, you know. Big mates with everybody, really. Absolutely incredible guy, Richard Thompson, and it was his soulmate, and you know, Tim Buckley, and he played with everybody.
Yeah,
and John Martin, of course, was his great friend, and the stuff he did with John Martin is incredible. But anyway.
Yeah, so like you say, I know some of your recent events, I didn't actually get to one. I said you did a Bowie and a Dylan one more recently, hadn't you?
Well, a friend, one of the Cat Club members, Dean Smith, took over the Tap and Barrel in Pontefract. So we thought, well, this is an opportunity. We've gone as far as we could now in the garage, so we moved it to the Tap and Barrel,
changed it
from Tuesday to Thursday, which were convenient, so we could still call it the Cat Club. and Graham Oliver returned and did the opening one.
Which was that?
We did Are You Experienced again.
But this time,
instead of 8 people, he's doing it to 40 people, and he's at the end, we put some singles on, Age Old Purple. Graham's playing along to them with his electric guitar.
Yeah, so you'd obviously done a little bit of research, so there was definitely a demand for what you're actually doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, like you said, the Bowie one was an interesting one.
The Bowie one was a great one. Woody Woodmansey was launching a book as well, so we were one of the venues that were selected for the book launch. Mm. So it was the drummer on the seminal Bowie albums, Unky Dory and
well, yeah, I say it's from my neck of the woods, Mick Ronson, Trevor Balder. And Woody Woodman, so you say they're
bad,
all like that.
Yeah,
they're
not bad.
Not bad out of some lads from Hull.
So it's the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust. What else could it be? And what I loved about it, it was nervous. You know, when we told them, you know, everybody's going to listen to this album in total silence. Nobody's going to be looking at their phones. And what I love this bit, he hadn't listened to that album since the week it was recorded.
And you're going back, what? 30, 40?
70...
Was it 74, 75?
Yeah, something like that.
You're talking a good 30 nearly 40 years ago. Yeah.
So he sat there on a stage, there's 40 people looking at him, listening to this record that he's drummed on.
Sweating.
And he's not heard it, and he loved it, he absolutely loved it.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, because I know, I'm sure there's some artists that listen to stuff and they go, I don't really like that.
Oh, no, he was a sweetheart.
The Dylan one as well was...
Dylan crazy, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, you did the gospel.
We've recently done Slow Train Coming.
That's the one, I couldn't think of the name.
Which is one of my favourite albums, and very controversial, as a lot of Dylan stuff is. That was introduced by the world's leading Bob Dylan authority, Clinton Aylin, who just launched his book about Dylan's gospel years. and he was interviewed by the Bishop of Leeds, Nick Baines. So it was a wonderful night, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time Clinton's been. Last year, when he did his Judas book, when Dylan was called Judas in 66, he launched the book in New York, the American launch, and the UK European launch was in the back room of a pub in Pontefract.
Yeah, well, he's putting Pontefract on the map. So we'll go to another music break there. We're going to have a little bit of Johnny Cash. I know you like Cash as well, the man in black himself.
I've photographed Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's another. That's for another day. We'll have to have you in again. Yeah. Right, back with you in a bit.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black. And he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
Stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later we've gotta cut you down. Sooner or later we've gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Like doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you.
Neil Young there, and Old Man. Right, it's that, comes that time again. I do a little bit of One for the Wife. It keeps her happy, and it keeps me out of the doghouse. So this is for you, my love. It's Blondie, and it's 11:59.
Thank you.
So there it is, Blondie 1159 from the Parallel Lines album, which was released way back 76, 77. That's just for you, my darling wife. Right, I'm back with the Rev. He's All Things Cat Club. So I'm going to ask you now, what makes what you do sort of special and unique?
I think the fact you've got 40 people listening to an album without speaking, without checking the phones, digging the vibe of the album and hearing things they've never ever heard before. It's a trip. It's a real trip, honestly.
Well, yeah, there's certainly demand for it.
And a lot of people that attend have never done that. They've never actually sat and listened to an album without any distractions.
Yeah, because there is quite a varied... I know there's an older generation, but I mean, I've had the pleasure of sitting in on these, but there is that younger contingent as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think it's educating them as well. Yeah. You know, that... I know you have one rule, like you say, well, a couple of rules. One is, like you say, no phones. Yeah. Don't look at your phone. Don't talk on your phone. Go to the bar as often as you want.
Of course. Can't be too restrictive, can't we?
Well, no, and I know you like to play loud.
Oh, you got to have it loud, haven't you?
You know, because I say, the first time I went, it was Night of the Opera. I mean, and all I had visions of was me father shouting, turn it down, or play something what I like, not this rubbish.
Well, I'm with him on that one, because I'm not a Queen fan.
Like you said, we touched on it earlier. I think vinyl still has a place. There's something special about plonking a needle on a record. But I think it's educating some of these youngsters that are going in as well.
You go to record fairs now, and there's just loads of kids buying albums.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing to walk about under your arm.
Yeah, I do think you've hit on. You're the only one doing it round here, aren't you?
I think we're all a few in the country. We've just started in Sheffield now. The Cat Club's just opened in Sheffield.
Ah, right. So there's expansion there as well.
Yeah, we've had a couple.
So what do? You take like
that's on a Tuesday night though. So that's
that's Classic Album Tuesday
then. Back to Classic Album
Tuesday. How would you do it if it was a Thursday?
It's Edwards on Glossop Road.
Glossop Road,
and
Sheffield.
The one we had yesterday, we had Nick Banks, the drummer from Pulp.
Oh, right.
Picked his favourite album, which was The Slits. And we're talking to him about coming to Pontefract to do The Pulp's Different Class.
Yeah, I said The Slits. Yeah. They're a band I do like. I mean, not many people have heard of them, I don't think.
Not on
commercial radios.
They'd remember the album cover if they saw it, but...
that's another story. No, it's, again, controversial. How long you been like the Sheffield thing? Is it a smaller venue?
It's bigger actually. So I think next week we've got the Fall X induction hour with the Anley brothers, two members of the Fall. Week after, I think it's AC/DC Back in Black. With it being a new venue, we've started off with four on the bounce.
No, that is one of my favourite on Back in Black. I say it's quite untimely, if you like, with the death of Malcolm Young.
It's sort of taken on its own life now. We put live acts on now as well.
I've had the privilege. It's a cracking venue, and I will put all your contact details out there, and I will encourage people, to get online, buy a ticket, and go and sample what you actually do.
Uh-huh.
Right, we're going to have a little bit of Howling Wolf and Backdoor Man.
Oh, recorded by the Doors as well.
Yes. So, Howlin' Wolf there and Backdoor Man. And Rev just been telling me a little story off air there. So, about how the album came about and what album it's off.
It's Marshall Chess, the head of Chess Records at the time. He made Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf record two albums, which they both hated. Critics hated them. Everybody hated them. I didn't hate them, but anyway. They've since been regarded as classics, which they are, particularly Electric Mud. But the Howlin' Wolf, it's got one of the greatest album titles ever, I think. I can't remember it verbatim, but it's something like, this is Howlin' Wolf's new album. He doesn't like it. He didn't like playing electric guitar when he first started either. And it's an absolute cracking album.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know Hubert Sumlin, like you say, he took over the guitar.
Hubert Sumlin, I'll tell you a tale about Hubert Sumlin one day.
Yeah.
Lovely man.
Yeah, so, regarding the Cat Club, what is coming up next? What sort of events have you got in the pipeline?
We've got, as I say, we put live acts on now, so we've got a Christmas blues party.
When's that?
It's on the 10th of December.
Sunday the 10th, yeah.
Yeah, we do the blues sessions on. So that's no vinyl. It's just a
live band. Yeah.
That's once a month.
And that's is it Charlie?
Charlie X is playing. Charlie X is going electric, and a lovely acoustic player called Benjamin Basford. It's sold out in 2 days.
Yeah, I hope you saved me a ticket.
Yeah, I've saved you one. Yeah, you owe me a tenner. So that's every Sunday tea time once a month.
Yep.
4:30.
Yeah. So
we've got that coming up. We're working on doing Pulp Different Class. We've got let me think what we've got coming up. Yeah, we've got Paul Weller, Wildwood, coming up. We're just sorting that out at the moment.
Will that be New Year or before Christmas?
It might be able to sing that in before New Year with a bit of luck.
You've got the Leeds City Stompers, haven't
you? The Leeds City Stompers, we've put those on. We had to put an extra show on. The first one sold out in 3 days, I think. The second one's just sold out. The extra date sold out.
Yeah, sir. So, you certainly.
Well, it's a great venue for live. Well, it's a great venue, anyway, as you know.
Yes, it is.
It's a great venue for listening to an album. It's a great venue for listening to live music.
Well, I know when I went to see Walk Late and Fushi.
Yeah, they were terrific.
They were absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Well worth every penny. Yeah. And I know he commented about the actual venue.
All the acts love it.
Taking photographs. I mean, there was a picture of the Mona Lisa there. I mean, people probably think, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and there was a coffee machine. I remember there was a coffee machine. He said, what more do I need? You know, as an Italian.
The artists they love appearing because, again, not going on about this, but it's a matter of respect. When the bands are playing, we ask people not to look at the phones, you know, and they do. And the artists absolutely love it. And somebody up the other day as well, after the last blues gig, which you were at.
David Broad. I mean, he passed the comment that people actually sit and listen to rather than talk amongst themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And a guy come up to me and says, you know, he says, it's like being in Greenwich Village. He says, it's not Pontefract. He says, it's like being in Greenwich Village in New York. And we get that all the time, you know. It's like being London or Paris.
I do personally think Pontefract.
San Francisco.
Yeah, Pontefract it sort of needed that.
Well, I think every town needs it.
Well, yeah, and I think it's quite cultural, like you said. There's an assortment of artisan beers.
Yeah.
You know, but you do get your regulars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually one of them now, I suppose. So.
And the DJs are good as well. I'm on this Friday, by the way.
You do a quiz as well, don't you?
I don't do a quiz.
Oh, don't you do the quiz?
No, I don't like quizzes.
Oh, I thought it was you that did the quiz.
No, I DJ as well.
DJ? Yeah, you better sit this side then, I think.
Well, it'll be on vinyl then, on you. Let's get 2 decks.
Oh, well, yeah. Come borrow them from Dean from Tap and Barrel. Yeah, you talked a little bit to me the other day, we had a little chat, book launches.
Yeah, the book launches we've had, as you say, we've had Woody Woodman say, we've had Clinton Aylin.
Have you any more lined up?
Not at the moment, I don't think, but I'm sure there'll be something in the pipeline. We do that with our very good friends, Root Publishing, a Pontefract publisher, publishing major books on Bob Dylan and
other musical artists.
And other things as well. She's doing a great book on the Batley Variety Club.
Batley Variety?
Yeah, they've done a great book on that.
I remember playing rugby at Batley many, many moons ago. But right, I say we'll go to another little short break. We've got Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac coming up after this.
AMI, Absolute Makeup and Ink Removal. Based in Pontefract, AMI specialise in all semi-permanent makeup procedures. We also offer tattoo removal for your unwanted ink. You can contact us on 07903 748 163. Find us on Facebook at AMI Absolute Makeup Ink Removal. Or come in and see us at Under Your Skin Tattoo Studio, Ropergate, Pontefract.
The only thing between you and the road you drive on are the tyres on your family car. At the MOT and Tyre Shop, we take your safety and well-being very seriously. We supply the best of new or partly worn tyres, expertly fitted with tracking and balancing at very competitive prices. Don't take a chance on bald or damaged tyres. If you're unsure, call us now on 01977 55 9000 or call in at the MOT and Tyre Shop, 16 Methley Road, Castleford, and put the safety of your family first.
came, she gave me the king. She was wheeling and dealing, just doing her thing. She was holding a pair, but I had to try. Her deuce was wild, but my ace was high.
She's got the jack.
AC/DC there and the Jack from the Power Age album. Right, if you'd like to get involved and do a little bit what I'm doing, you know, presenting or help out in any other ways, by all means, get in touch. Here are our contact details.
Five Towns Radio. Keep it locked right here. Your community radio station. Get involved on Facebook or Twitter at Five Towns Radio, or through Mixcloud and YouTube, or email us at fivetownsradio@mail.com. Be a part of Five Towns Radio.